Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, you found an article that's interesting. It's going to affect many, many Albertans. And this is on a change, an upcoming change to our car insurance. Why don't you give us a little background here?
Yeah, so this article that I'm reading, we looked at how new Alberta auto insurance will change. First, how insurers will process claims.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And calculate premiums. So that's a nice headline for saying Dave Pop, which is going to be paying more insurance, his premiums are definitely going up. They should have gone up a long time ago for you. But for the rest of us, I'm worried.
Yeah, well, as you should be. Well, maybe. I don't know.
We'll find out.
Should we be worried? Let's find out. That's right. So we've got Aaron Sutherland joining us. He's the Western Vice President of the Insurance Bureau of Canada. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me here today.
Okay, so we've given a bit of a setup there. Why don't we start at the beginning and maybe just explain to us what changes we as Albertans through our car insurance can expect come January of next year.
Yeah, so Dave, as it relates to your premiums, it's really going to matter most what type of car you drive. And so I'll explain why in just a minute. But what we're going to see on January 1st is called a DCPD auto insurance system. And what it means is, when you're not at fault for an accident, so someone else hits you, the situation today is that your insurance company has to work with the insurer of that at-fault driver as it relates to how your car gets repaired and right. Who pays for those damages. As of January 1st, your own insurance company will pay for those repairs. It's a more streamlined system, it's a more efficient system, and it gets rid of some of the delays that can be created and the complexities that can occur when two insurers have to sort of work together to sort out who's going to pay for what. So it's a more efficient system. It's catching up to the rest of the country in a little bit because, to be frank, every other province already has this system. And so here in Alberta, we've just got a little bit of catch up to do. It'll be better for claims, but it will also impact driver premiums. And what it means is because your own insurance company pays for repairs to your car, they know and they can better price that into your policy. And so if you drive a less expensive vehicle that costs less to repair, you're going to pay a little bit less. But if you drive a little bit of a more expensive vehicle, you're going to pay a little bit more. That's a fairer system. The reality today is if you drive a less expensive car, you're actually subsidizing the insurance costs of luxury car owners. And so this eliminates that.
So, Aaron, it doesn't matter. Like, Dave's a terrible driver. So all the at-fault accidents that he's going to cause in 2022, he'll still have to pay higher premiums because of his terrible driving. Yes.
Yeah, Dave's still going to be on the hook for those. And the people that he hits, even though their insurance company will pay for their car's repairs, that will not go on their record. So it's still...
Well, just for the record, Aaron, Dave does not hit other vehicles or people. He only hits garbage cans, recycling bins, and the green carts as well.
I occasionally bump into stuff,
yeah,
Aaron.
Yeah, he's got that driver's screen.
I don't run anybody over. I don't crash into other. Yeah,
everybody else is safe except for all those garbage bins that are left outside for more than a day than they're supposed to. Pop, which knows how to hit those. When we look at, not at fault accidents, and we're seeing that, okay, if you drive a more expensive vehicle, give us some ranges. What could someone expect if you're having possibly a newer car will cost more, a luxury vehicle will cost more. What would you expect the premiums to go up for that consumer versus someone who has an older vehicle or not a luxury car and it's cheaper?
Yeah, so about 40% of 42% of drivers out there are going to see a reduction in premiums. Again, that'll be based on the type of car that they have, and typically if it's less expensive, they're going to pay a little bit less because it costs less to repair. 15% of Albertans are going to see no change, so if you drive that mid-range vehicle, and 35% of Alberta drivers are going to see an increase of between 0 and 5%. And it's anything beyond that is really, we're talking about more of the outliers here than the exception to the rule. But certainly if you drive a luxury vehicle, you are going to pay a little bit more, more towards that 5% and potentially higher there. Similarly for things like Teslas and things of that nature. But at the end of the day, this really is a fairer system. Today, if you're driving, an older truck that costs less to repair, the likelihood that you could hit a luxury vehicle and, your insurance company would have to pay for the repairs to that vehicle means you are paying more today to account for that. On January 1st, that switches. So if you drive a more expensive vehicle, your own insurance company repairs your car and that means that's factored into your premiums. And so if you have a less expensive vehicle, you're going to pay a little bit less. It does mean we're going to see some changes, but we're actually moving to a fairer system for drivers. I think we could all probably agree on that. And it's a much more efficient system as it relates to how your vehicle gets repaired.
Aaron, do you think that you're going to see a lot more consumers go shopping now because the rates are going to change either up or down? Are there, should people go shopping more, or this is going to happen to all the companies? Right. And it's all going to be blanket across. Everybody's going to be paying pretty much the same amount, because I know that there's some, I've switched insurance companies recently and I saved significantly on a brand new car.
Right.
But now if everything's changing, should we go shopping again?
Well, Dave, if he's still got somebody willing to insure him, I'd stick with them. But otherwise, otherwise, it's always a good idea to shop around. Different insurance companies have different risk appetites, and so they're actually going to treat different vehicles a little bit differently. And so, you know, just as a matter of course, you know, anytime your insurance is up for renewal, I think it's always a good idea just to do a quick scan, get some quotes. You can do it online. You can talk to your broker. Just spending a few minutes can go a long way, because you can see significant savings. And, you know, I do recognize that, you know, insurance, sometimes it's a bit of a grudge purchase. You don't want to spend a lot of time doing it, but we really encourage people to do so to find those savings. And, you know, it's one of the biggest expenses you're going to have throughout the year. And just take a few minutes to see if you can save a few dollars.
Aaron, we've got lots of people, lots of clients that we deal with that have luxury vehicles, okay? And some of those are the high-end stuff, right? And in Calgary, quite frankly, there are a lot of luxury dealerships. So there's a large ownership in luxury vehicles. So when you say it could be higher than 5%, so if you got guys that are driving around in Porsches and those kinds of, you know, that kind of a level, what are we looking at? Are we looking at like 15, 20% increases or 7%?
I'd say it's more the latter. The number of folks that are going to see significant increases here, you know, we're really talking about outliers. There's not many of those in the entire province. And, you know, the when you start to get into that nature, the bigger thing is going to be your driving record and how that's going to factor into things. And if you are, in fact, hitting garbage cans or whatever it is every other day, you know, you're going to see that reflected in your record. This will mean if you drive a luxury vehicle like a Porsche, you are going to pay, to be frank, you are going to pay more. But I would also suggest that if you're driving one of those vehicles, that's appropriate, because those vehicles cost much more to repair, and, you know, your insurance company has to account for that. And it's a much fairer system rather than having somebody who drives an older truck or, you know, an older Honda Civic or whatever it is. Having them, you know, subsidizing your premiums. And so this is a fair system. It will mean some changes, but at the end of the day, 42% of Alberta drivers are going to see a price reduction, 15% are going to see no change, and 35% are going to see a change of less than 5%.
This is more streamlined, Dave. It'll be easier for you. You can't now call up your insurance company and say that the garbage can hit you. It doesn't matter. Your insurance company
has to fix it. I'm happy to tell you that when I bump into my garbage can, it doesn't do any damage. This is my records.
Well, the garbage can's fine. The garbage can is fine.
Yeah. Thankfully, I don't really damage anything or anybody. Yeah. But, I have been known to maybe bump into a garbage can. Yeah.
Aaron, I want to thank you for joining us today. Some great information. Where can people get more information about this?
You can find out more just by going to our website, ibc.ca, and clicking on the link for auto insurance. We've got some important graphs and even some helpful driver profiles. But the other big thing you can do is talk to your insurance representative, take a few minutes, talk about your policy, talk about the coverage you have, and what options are available to you.
Aaron, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. Appreciated the input, and I'm sure Albertans will be a little bit more educated as a result of our conversation. So thank you.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
I've been joined by Aaron Sutherland, who is the Western Vice President of the Insurance Bureau of Canada. Okay, there's all kinds of changes taking place, whether it's in insurance or in the markets, in people's lifestyle, right? Travel, all of those things. We got to make sense of all of it. Right? It's all got to fit together, right, when we make this transition into retirement.
Yeah, and you want to know how you can bulletproof your retirement regardless of what kind of changes go up, even if insurance costs are going up. How do you bulletproof your retirement? We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, January 18th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Right, stick around after the break. We want to talk about the three most important aspects of a happy retirement. Here on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.